Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Deep Dive. Okay, so first thing that caught our eye on The Juice today.
Yeah.
Two Chinese astronauts.
Oh, wow.
Just set a new record. Longest spacewalk ever?
No way. How long?
9 hours outside the Tiangong Space Station.
9 hours. That's incredible. I mean, just to think.
It is.
That record, it was held by U.S. astronauts.
Wow.
For over two decades. I mean, this really shows you how far the Chinese space program has come and the role they're playing in space exploration now.
Right.
You know, this could be a good way to start talking to kids about the whole history of space exploration, all the different countries involved.
Definitely. And, you know, what the future of space exploration might look like. I mean, with more and more countries, even private companies getting involved.
Yeah, it's a whole new landscape out there.
It is. So much happening.
And it brings up these questions, right, about, you know, working together in space. Competition too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on from space to something a little more grounded. The Juice also had this story about U.S. colleges warning their international students about potential travel bans.
Oh, right. Yeah, with all the political changes coming in 2025, some universities, they're advising their international students to really think hard about, you know, going home for the holidays just because of concerns about possible travel restrictions,
yeah.
New ones.
And they even highlighted this one student, Musbah Shaheen from Syria. He decided not to go home.
Oh, wow.
For the holidays
because
he's worried he might not be able to get back into the U.S. to finish his studies.
It really makes you think. How, you know, these political decisions have such a real impact on people's lives.
Yeah.
Especially students.
Definitely.
And, you know, maybe this could get people talking about immigration, the importance of diversity in education, and how political change, I mean, they have this ripple effect across borders.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's go to something a bit more uplifting. The Juice had this really cool article about how indigenous communities up in the Andes Mountains are leading these efforts to restore cloud forests.
Oh, this one was fantastic. This guy, Constantino Acachutas, a biologist from the Quechua community, he's leading the way.
Wow.
And they've already replanted, get this, over 10 million trees.
That's amazing.
Cloud forests are, they're crucial for the ecosystem there, but they've been hit hard by deforestation and climate change.
It's so inspiring, though, how communities are taking action, addressing these environmental problems, protecting their resources.
Absolutely. And it shows you how important traditional ecological knowledge is. I mean, these communities, they've been living in harmony with nature for centuries. They have this deep understanding of how to manage and restore these ecosystems.
It's a great opportunity to talk about the interconnectedness of nature.
Right.
Like how actions in one part of the world can affect other regions, like what happens in the Andes can impact the Amazon rainforest.
Oh, definitely.
It's all connected.
Yeah. It's a great lesson, too, you know, how we can learn from indigenous practices when it comes to conservation, sustainability.
For sure. And speaking of conservation, The Juice also had this story about the monarch butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
Which might actually end up on the endangered species list.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I knew their numbers were down, but.
Yeah, it's pretty alarming. I mean, habitat loss, insecticides, climate change, all playing a role.
It's a tough situation. It really shows how, you know, what we do, it can have these unintended consequences on nature.
Definitely. You know, this could be a good way to talk to kids about pollinators, like how important they are and what we can do to protect them.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe even get them thinking about, you know, creating butterfly-friendly habitats in their own backyards. Little things like that. Okay, so switching gears a bit here. There was also a story about the latest research on teen drug and alcohol use.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, this one really stood out to me. The Monitoring the Future survey. It showed that drug and alcohol use among teens, it's actually fallen to record lows.
Really? That's surprising.
Right. I mean, it started during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it's kept going. So researchers, they're trying to figure out why.
It makes you wonder, what's changed?
I know. Some people think it's because of, you know, more time online, maybe social norms have shifted, or even the impact of those pandemic restrictions. Who knows?
It's complex, right? A lot of things could be playing into it.
It is.
Yeah.
And it is a positive trend, but, you know, it does make you think, but the long term, is this a real shift? Or will things go back to, you know, how they were before?
Yeah.
Something to watch for sure.
Definitely. And it could, you know, lead to some interesting conversations with kids about making healthy choices and understanding the risks.
For sure. Okay, so last story here. The Juice included this quote from the famous ballerina Margot Fonteyn.
Oh, wow.
She said, "The one thing I have learned over the years is the difference between taking one's work seriously and one's self seriously. The first is imperative and the second is disastrous."
I like that. It kind of ties into a lot of these stories, you know?
It does. I mean, whether it's the astronauts pushing those boundaries, or indigenous communities protecting their environment, or scientists tackling these complex issues. I mean, there's this common thread of dedication, a commitment to making things better.
And her quote reminds us to have that passion, that drive, but also, you know, a sense of humility.
It's a good message for all of us, really, you know, not to get too caught up in ourselves.
Right, right.
There's a bigger picture.
Definitely. And it's important for young people, especially, you know, they're at that age where they're trying to figure out where they fit in.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's easy to feel the pressure and get bogged down with self-doubt and all that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, looking back at all these stories from The Juice, it really shows you the range of things the kids are thinking about. Space exploration, the environment, social issues, political stuff, even like personal growth.
And what I find really interesting is that these stories, they're like starting points for bigger conversations. You know, it's not just about knowing the facts. It's about understanding the context, the different viewpoints, and what it all means.
Yeah, it's about encouraging critical thinking, you know, helping kids go beyond just absorbing information and actually analyze it, question it, form their own opinion.
Exactly.
So for those of you listening, parents, educators, I think the big takeaway here is use these stories as a way to start conversations with the kids in your life. Ask them what they think, what stood out to them, how it all connects to their own experiences.
Because in a world with so much information, it's not enough to just take it all in. It's about making sense of it, connecting the dots, figuring out what it means for all of us.
Well, that's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.